Scientists at the Center for Snow and Avalanche Studies have been studying the effects of dust on Colorado's snowpack for years.
Yeah, we're routinely digging formal snow pits and doing formal snow profiles. So we're digging through the snowpack down to the ground and then looking for the sort of special layers of dust.
That's Chris Landry, one of the founders of the center. What the researchers have found is that increased levels of dust on snow decreases reflectivity. Pure white snow reflects the sun's rays, but as dust darkens the snow, it begins to absorb the rays instead. The result is faster snow melting and less water runoff to watersheds. After finding the dust out in the field, Landry and his colleagues log the data as events. They collect samples from each event for chemical analysis. Looking at the chemical nature of the dust provides clues about where it might have come from. In the past year, some dust events have been massive.
We logged 10 events, a couple of which were really quite major. One was an all-time record event.
The term for how reflective a surface is, like the surface of a snow-covered mountain draw, is albedo. A perfectly reflective surface would have an albedo of 100%, while a perfectly black surface would be 0%. Freshly fallen snow can have an albedo close to 90%, but with dust, one event last year decreased the snow's reflectivity to just 35%.
The difference between wearing a white shirt and a black shirt is not stretching the point, really.
As part of the Colorado Dust on Snow program, snow scientists trek out into the high country to take measurements on dust-covered snowpack. Chris Landry and the rest of the team share their dust data with watershed managers, conservation boards, and the Bureau of Reclamation, just to name a few. And while none of their dust monitoring sites are here in the Roaring Fork Valley, the data project a statewide picture of dust on snow.
When dust is present at those sites, it's certainly present at Independence.
The number of dust events has been increasing in recent years, and the resulting impacts on snowpack is only adding to the negative effects of Colorado's droughts. For Aspen Public Radio, I'm Ellis Robinson.